All we hear these days are how far apart the nation's two major political parties are. What if I told you there's one issue we can all agree on? Doug Lemp from Maryland Family Network is here to tell us more. Doug, I can't wait to find out.
It's childcare. Specifically, we're seeing an uptick in the number of Republicans who are supporting the idea of using taxpayer money for childcare. We're also seeing historically conservative groups like Chamber of Commerce rediscovering childcare's importance to the workforce and the overall economy. It seems the pandemic has actually brought us a little closer together on this issue.
During the pandemic, childcare providers were really hit hard, and many of them had to close their businesses for good. How did that tragedy bring us closer?
Well, in 2021, at the height of COVID, Congress passed an unprecedented $24 billion in pandemic aid to support childcare providers. Now, that money has dried up, but now we're seeing Republican state lawmakers across the country embrace and sponsor plans to support childcare.
Everyone realized how important childcare is to our economy and to the strength of our families during the pandemic. Where are we seeing this happen?
Historically red states like Missouri, Louisiana, and even Alabama and Texas are putting forth plans to help families afford and access care. We applaud their efforts, and I hope it continues at the national level. In 2023, a First 5 Years Fund survey found that voters across ideological and partisan lines supported initiatives to help Americans to have better access to childcare. I think we're seeing politicians actually catch up to where the voters have been for a long time.
So we really do all come together when it comes to making a better future for our children. Let's make it happen.